here at the National Farm Machinery Show with John Reinecker from T-Jet. John, you've got a new technology that you guys are showing here at the National Farm Machinery Show called IsoBus. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that all about?
IsoBus is the ability to communicate with different virtual terminals, as we call them. A lot of people look at them like their monitor on their desktop computer that's already in the cab. So a lot of farmers are buying these newer implements that have these newer displays, and they say, well, why can't I hook my implement up to that new display? And IsoBus, think of it like a language. It's a universal language that everybody can understand. So the display in the cab can communicate with, in our case, a sprayer or spreader that we plug into the back of the tractor.
So, okay, so what you could do is, if you're going through the field and maybe you think you need a little less herbicide here or a little more fertilizer there, you could make that adjustment right there in the cab, and it'll communicate with the sprayer back there to do it all automatically for you.
Exactly. In the past, you had to have a separate box in the cab, rate controller, spreader controller, to actually adjust your application rate in the field. But now you actually, just by toggling to a different page on the screen, you can make those adjustments without having a separate box to put in the cab while you're applying in the field.
And, of course, that keeps you from having to shut down and reset something. You can do it right there on the fly. Save time, save money.
That's right. It's a nice universal way to do it. It's really popular overseas where there's a lot of different manufacturers, but it's growing a lot of momentum here in the States. A lot of manufacturers like the idea of being able to work together. Keeps the farmer happy. He can mix and match implements with the different tractors, and you kind of get universal compatibility out of it.
Well, tell us, how does this integrate with the tractor then? I mean, what do you do? You plug into some kind of port in the tractor there, and it helps control all these systems?
Exactly. What we have is a black box, if you will, mounted on the implement itself, and that's your brains of the operation. And then there's a universal connector, an ISO connector, if you will, that's on the back of these new machines. Most operators or farmers will see that there's a round connector on the back of their new machines, and that's a universal connector that's set by the ISO board to say that this is the universal connector so that we know to use that connector. John Deere, Case, AGCO, they know to have that connector on the back of their machine. Everything works together seamlessly.
And so I guess you put your systems in after someone has gotten whatever make and model of tractor that they want to use or whatever implement they're using, and this is compatible with all of them.
Exactly. For example, I'll use the example on a granular spreader. There's a manufacturer here that's offering a granular spreader option. They don't know what kind of tractor, when they sell the spreader to their dealer, they don't know what kind of tractor the operator is going to have. He may have a green tractor, a red tractor, a blue tractor, but the spreader manufacturer wants to have a solution for that operator to be able to control the rate, to do variable rate, to use the newest technology, but not ask them to put another console in the cab. So this allows them that the spreader basically plugs into their tractor, regardless of what make it is, and it's fully functional and working for the farmer.
If farmers are interested and want to put this in, what should they do?
They should probably contact their local T-Jet distributor, or go ahead and just contact our facilities, both in Wheaton, Springfield, Illinois, or check out our website, www.tjet.com.
John Reinecker with T-Jet Technologies. John, appreciate you talking to us today.
Thanks for stopping by.